in the Tamaki Makaurau Auckland studio. Our comedian's Pink, and then I saw the first name, and no offence, but she's not turning up for the comedy segment, Pink. Amazing artist as she is. We have the amazing Irene Pink, and here's from Burnett there. Morena, welcome.
Morena, thank you very much.
Do people confuse you with Pink?
Oh, all the time. We look very similar, and we do very similar jobs, so it's a nightmare, Catherine.
I've heard you singing.
But have you seen her acrobatic, stunts on stage?
Is she just still doing that?
Irene's, I mean.
Oh, yeah, that's true. No, she's amazing.
She is amazing. She really is. All right, how are you two today?
Great, thank you. Really good.
Yeah, we're enjoying the summer that we never had.
Mm-hmm.
Really, really getting into it. Even though it's cold, we're still, freezing, but it's good. I'm glad.
Yeah, both in shorts today, just pretending.
Our bikinis. We're in bikinis.
Bikini tops and shorts. Yeah, it's a good look.
Good stuff. Have things been making you laugh?
Yes, actually. I think the first thing that made us laugh this week was the article out of the American Psychology magazine, I think it was, about how Americans share fake news, not just to be duplicitous or Machiavellian, two good words, I've got an English degree, but also to retain social standing. And when I thought about it, I was like, well, fake news is really just gossiping, isn't it? So, and I understand gossiping because I love to gossip.
Yeah. It didn't really make me laugh so much as it gave me hope in my dead cold heart. I've got hope for humanity, because if people are sharing fake news, not for malicious, dark motives, but are doing it just because they're not particularly discerning, well, I think that's optimistic, don't you?
Yeah. And gossip is good because it basically bonds, I think as a woman as well, and I know it's really cliche that we gossip and stuff, but it's a way sometimes of bonding with a new woman, because you're sharing something that may even be wrong. I mean, even then I don't care. Like, if it's wrong.
That's terrible.
I know it's terrible, but I do have a lot of girlfriends.
That's nice.
So even if you know, the point of the survey is that even if you know it's wrong, you still feel a pressure to share it just because of FOMO.
Yeah,
something.
It's social standing, gossip, basically.
Yeah, it's fitting in.
Yeah. And I think the person, this is a terrible segue, but someone else who could have fit in was the poor lady that had to carry her poo in Rotorua around. Was it the lake? It was around a lake, hey?
Yeah.
Apparently they've taken away the dog poo bins around this lake because they were having a wasp problem. And a local businesswoman, who I thought was a bit curmudgeonly at the start, but then actually I've grown to like her, because she was very angry. She went for 5 kilometres, had to carry her own poo around. Not her own poo, the dog poo.
I was going to say, that story's taken a really interesting turn. Could have potentially been funnier. There's nothing in there about the size of the dog. That's the thing that's disappointing to me, because I don't have a picture. I don't really know what's going on.
Mm. Is the size of the dog related to the size of the...
Absolutely.
Yes, right. Yeah.
I thought disgusted was a bit much. I thought irritated was probably a better response. But my big takeaway from the story was how wasps are like the feral pigeons of the flying insect world.
Oh, my God.
Because, poor old wasps, they get such a raw deal. Everyone goes, oh, cute little worker bees with their distribution of pollen and hard workingness. And then they go, oh, a wasp, and they start shrieking and try and kill it.
Yeah.
So wasps can't play football, can they?
Bees with balls, no.
No.
Because the bins were removed because of wasps. And I went, oh, come on. Wasps are getting a really hard deal.
Well, I used to put my dog poo in the bins when I walked around my neighbourhood, like just people's bins if they had the bins out, until I went onto the local Facebook page and someone was really angry that they kept finding it.
I
don't put it in the recycling. Well, I don't know, maybe.
Put it in the actual organic bin.
Yeah, but people don't like you putting stuff, even though their bins are out, they don't want you to put extra stuff in their bins.
It's that whole, recoil you have. They're normally little blue bags, aren't they?
Yeah.
I thought the cruelest thing I thought once was when I saw one all tied up and then clipped onto the collar of the poor dog who had to run along carrying his own poo. I thought that was just taking it a step too far.
Yeah. Well, then I just went back to that bin and started putting more poo in. That'll learn them.
When you saw the Facebook, was it a Facebook post about it?
It was, one of the neighbourhood, the best things in the world, the neighbourhood Facebook, yeah.
And so they hadn't recorded you doing it or anything like that?
No, they just took, I'm sure it was me. It was between those posts of, why is the police helicopter out?
Yes. I'm sure it was you. I've got money on that right now.
Poor old Beethoven. Look, there's no rest, is there? You can be dead for centuries and someone still comes and takes your stuff and then reveals all your stuff. Explain this story.
So apparently there was always... what I thought was funny is that when Beethoven died, people just kept cutting his hair off as memento, as you know, like memory savers. But he basically ended up with no hair on his head because they it all got removed. So of course, some of that hair eventually found itself to someone. Oh, it got bought by some researchers who look after the Beethoven's museum, and they thought, hey, we can test it with DNA. I think that's roughly the story, isn't it?
I think it is. And what they, according to this, they're going, we unlocked family and medical secrets.
Mm.
And I went, did you? Like,
yeah.
You might have got medical secrets, but really family secrets? Where are the family secrets? I want to hear what those family secrets are. Actually, I don't really, because I mean, I really like Beethoven's music and I respect him as an artist long dead.
Yeah.
But do I really want to know his family secrets? Guess what? Not riveted.
No, but it was mostly, the secret was that there was a family called Beethoven that thought that they were related to him.
Oh, I see.
And it turned out they weren't, and so they lost their whole identity and they couldn't go, oh yeah, no, he's our great great, you know, no, they couldn't do it anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
The most interesting thing they found was that they think he may have died of hepatitis B and that he had split ends. No, not split ends, but
he's got such a wonderful sort of, you know, quiffed, is that the word?
Yeah,
you know,
quiff. Yes.
And the thought of him having none left at all because of everyone rating it is just, it's just
crazy.
Wrong.
I know. But talking of having no hair, the royals interpreted, this is great.
So great.
I love the way that you can be a TikTok artist now. Apparently, this TikTok artist woman basically redid the royals, like photos of them, and made them look like they came off an estate, which in England obviously is, you know, like just a socioeconomic indicator, but they're very good. But the reason I say talk about hair is that they did Prince William and they basically took all his hair off him and gave him like facial hair, and he looked pretty hot, I thought.
I thought he looked totally hot.
Yeah.
Like, big improvement. They gave him a wee tat on the side of his face as well.
And a
looked
scar.
Good. And a scar. He looked so much better.
Yeah.
And actually, when I was looking at the photos of Catherine, I was going, I'm going to start wearing my hair like that.
Oh, that was...
Yeah.
Well, she just
she looked great.
She ended up looking tired, I thought, which is just typical.
Oh, so that's he just looks... normal life.
Yeah. He looked hot. She looked tired.
Yeah, basically. He did look hot.
Mm.
I agree, fully.
So that was quite amusing. It got 4 million hits, but I was just more surprised by being called a TikTok artist. I don't know if I'd want to be that, you know, what do you do? Oh, I'm an artist. What do you do? Oh, I'm a TikTok artist. Oh, okay. What does that mean?
I didn't, but wasn't she an artist of some other sort and then this kind of made her name and got just put her on the map?
I think I think she's an amateur artist, but now that she's a TikTok artist.
She's the full noise.
Yeah, she can go everywhere and anywhere. But let's hope she's not like a bird, especially down in Kaikoura. Because this I find weird. This is why so basically, Kaikoura, I've been told that you have to turn your lights off at night because these birds, the what are they called? Clear waters, is that right?
No, they're shearwaters.
I knew there were a water. I knew there were a water bird.
And they're young. Hutton's shearwaters.
Yes, and they keep getting distracted by the lights and crashing and they have to keep getting rescued. But I would have thought at some point these birds would have evolved. How long does it take?
Okay, I'm just going to say something right now. So animals cannot evolve quickly enough to keep up with humans and human technology.
Right.
Soz. It takes a really long time. Just come on.
Evolution,
Yeah. Well, it's not a perfect process, evidently. I feel sorry for the young shearwaters. I think it's a really sad story.
So just turn the lights off, right? Or turn them
exactly,
down or whatever.
Exactly, right? I'm with you.
How are you going to see, though? Like, what if you need to do your TikTok dances? And you've got to go, oh, it's that or the birds. A big choice.
I'm going to die. Well, I just want to start doing, like, New Zealand politician makeovers on TikTok now.
I've just found that. It took me ages to find it, but it's pretty fascinating, actually. It's pretty absorbing. This is I was going to say Chuck and Die, but that's going back a few decades.
Oh, yes.
What else? Is there a Winnie the Pooh horror film?
Why do they have to ruin everything? There's apparently a Winnie the Pooh slasher film, and it's called Winnie the Pooh Blood and Honey. And the story is that it got banned. It was supposed to be shown in Hong Kong, but it got banned. Which I didn't realise, because Winnie the Pooh was a caricature of old the Chinese leader, who I don't want to mispronounce his name.
Xi Jinping.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. Oh, yeah, that's great.
Very good.
But it is literally a slasher film.
Yeah.
Of course
I haven't seen it.
No.
Blood and Honey.
I know. I think it's kind of like a sort of, I'm guessing it's a Chucky Megan type film, you know, that with sort of some kind
Chucky,
of...
Chucky, take me back.
Some
yeah, that
kind
was
of
good.
Doll.
Yeah, that comes alive.
Yeah.
Edward Scissorhands sort of thing.
His knife. But it's Winnie, though. Like, imagine Winnie the Pooh. If Winnie the Pooh was chasing after me with a knife, I would be like,
I think
oh.
You need to look at the poster.
Okay, yeah, I was going to say it's cute.
It's actually not cute.
It might be C. Xiangping. I think my pronunciation's a bit off.
But oh, well, good thing
that's
you
by
said
the
it.
By. That's by yeah, the by. Yeah. 1 minute left. You've got an exciting weekend in Tamaki Makaurau, Auckland. There's lots happening.
Is there? What? I'm a middle-aged lady. I don't know what's happening there, Catherine.
Well, the arts festival's still on, Catherine. Thank you for that.
Oh, good one, sorry.
Yes, good Lord, Irene. So there is a lot on, and there's lots of other theatre.
Fabulous fundraiser at Pass Park tomorrow for Cyclone Gabrielle. There's a huge turnout of artists there.
Oh,
you'll be there, Pink, on your swing, won't you?
Yes, I will be. Now I'll be there, now that I know it's going on.
Yeah. Doing your lycra-clad stylings, that's what she'll be doing.
Oh, is this going to go to the laundrette?
You could get your Kate look on, all right? Just put your hair up. Get yourself a nice... You know, one of those nice fuzzy dressing gowns that you get in a hotel and have a...
I'm doing it. I'm doing it. Thank
you. I might do it now that you mention it as well. thank you, Catherine, and thank you, Irene. Catherine Burnett and Irene Pink.